Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday night show of the Draft Doctors. Apologies for Monday, but Steve and I had both had crazy days and nights at work, so unable to get the show out, but starting Monday, we'll be back to business as normal. And speaking of Steve, welcome back, mate.
It's good to be back, although it's been a terrible week weather-wise. Jesus Christ, what's going on out there?
It has been cold, wet, windy, semi-apocalypse, hasn't it?
Well, I was just wondering if Mr. Burns got his sun blocker up, because I don't even remember what it looks like.
But he'll be, I guess he'll be adopting all those puppies from New South Wales now that the greyhound's been banned from next year.
Yeah, I'll use them as bait for Zelda Cat.
Oh!
Zelda Cat will fix them up.
Big time. But big show tonight, especially with the game starting in about an hour or so. Starting off with a bit of news. Good news for Nick Nat. I reckon he'll be back in 3 weeks, so that's round 19 or 20, start of the finals. He started running now. He's just hoping he can start jumping and land properly without being hurt.
Yeah, it's good for fantasy owners because there's obviously a few rucks going down. But you sort of look at the matchups and, you know, round 20 against Fremantle. I mean, it doesn't look like Sandy's back, so that's probably a good one. But round 21 against, was it GWS? Going up against the big mummy.
If he hasn't big. And touch wood, he's been going good so far this year.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I guess if you've got Nick Nat, you've got to play him, but that's not a... If that was the first matchup, that's probably not one I'd be feeling super great about. Although, if he plays round 19 against Collingwood, Jesus, what's he going to do there?
Yeah, that's the best tune-up game you can get.
Yeah.
Lynn John, as we know, earlier in the week, visited the Pies facilities. What do you think about that?
Who cares? I really don't. It's Lin Jong, guys. Like, I mean, I like Lin Jong. We've said it on the podcast, but
yeah,
who cares? It's not like we talk. I don't know, man. Do people think this doesn't go on?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is professional sport. It happens in every other sport. I don't see a problem with it. I'm a Bulldog supporter. I mean, yeah, he's a fringe player. I do like the guy. I would love him in the 22, but he wants to go. He wants to play football week in, week out in the AFL, so... Good on him. He's just trying to make some cash.
I mean, do you think, like, you know, it's like a bye week and player goes home in a state or whatever it is. Do you think they're not, if they want to move, do you think they're not talking during the bye rounds? I mean, it's pretty perfect timing halfway through the
right.
year.
Anyway, no, I don't have a problem with it. And I'm sure we'll be plenty seeing more of it to come.
Yeah.
And I'm loving this at the moment because it's real-life Family Feud, better than that game show on Channel 10. It's the Kira, Jack and family saga. I mean, seriously, his mum's got to harden up a bit. Oh, I'm afraid of losing my son. No. How old is he? 26, 27? Yeah, he's going to move out of the nest sometime.
Yeah, these are the times where I'm really glad my mum isn't on social media in any capacity, nor will she ever work out how to use it.
Yeah, very lucky there. I know my dad knows how to use it, but mum, not so much.
Yeah.
So I'm very lucky there. But a bit of long-term injury list news. Your favourite player, Kiaran Byrne, placed on the long-term injury list at Carlton with no replacement named. DeLuca for Fremantle has been upgraded for Alex Pearce. Mark Bagley placed on the long-term injury list for Essendon with no replacement named there. And the biggest one there, Kurt Tippett has been placed on the long-term injury list, meaning it's a minimum 8 weeks he is going to miss. Where that starts from, I'm not too sure, but once you're placed on that list, it is 8 weeks with foot being upgraded.
Not good. Not good for Tippett owners.
No.
If anyone still owns him, I mean, I imagine most people dropped him over the buys if they played him.
You would think. But moving on to the social media, if you'd like to follow us on social media, thank you to those people who message us on Twitter and Facebook asking where the pod is. It's good to know we've got at least two. head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors.
Yeah, bit of chatter also about the Bulldogs skipper, Jono, potentially making a comeback this season.
Yeah, I only briefly saw it because I've been so busy, but gee, I wouldn't be getting my hopes up, but could you imagine that first finally just roll on Bob Murphy out there? That'd be unreal, and just it'd have to lift him, wouldn't it?
Well, I think so. I've actually picked him up in our league of record. Hopefully some more news comes out over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, because I'm sure he'd be running by now.
They say he's running, and he's doing like all the lateral drills, so...
Okay.
You know, the signs are positive.
Oh, excellent. Even if they can get him in around 22, 23, I doubt it, but still be pretty good.
Well, I mean, you know, I think it's if you've got the bench spot, it's absolutely worth picking him up. I look at the Bulldogs' run over the finals. I mean, the first round's not great, but then it's sort of North, Collingwood. I mean, those are matchups. Oh, and Essendon in the grand final week. I mean, Jesus. I mean, beautiful. Imagine, I picked up Robert Murphy off the waiver wire, and he gets to play Essendon, and I'm in the grand final.
Yeah. Hello points.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, as Steve said, if you're in the position, be good just to tuck him away and see how it goes.
There's a few guys like that. You just pick him up and see what happens. Caddy also, I mean, he might have got dropped.
Yeah, that's right. And we know O'Meara is up and going, but people should have grabbed him by now.
Yeah.
But moving on to the teams, as you would have heard probably from last night, we've got the Power and the Hawks tonight with Cirioli in. Howe was omitted, but there has been a late change with O'Brien out and Howe coming back in. And tomorrow night, we've got the Cats taking on the Swans with Stanley, Kirsten and Gregson all omitted with Cockatoo, Lang and Clark coming in for the Cats. I don't mind Cockatoo. He's a bit of a live wire. And for the Swans, out goes McGlynn, Laidler, Nankervis and Heaney, with Richards, Alia, Naismith and Papley coming in.
Yeah, it's really hard to... I mean, I don't know what you think, Jonah, but I find it hard to really want to own any of the guys who are ins and outs. They're all... If they are in better matchups, yeah, but against each other, I don't like that.
No, I don't like any of those at all. Any of them? No, I wouldn't even take any of them.
The only guy who maybe gets a bump is Zach Smith if he's floating around on waivers. I would have thought, you know, Mitch Clark's not going to play a heap of game time, I wouldn't have thought.
No, you wouldn't think so.
So I think Zach Smith's got a bit of a bump in that game.
Yeah. And moving on to the first game of Saturday afternoon, you've got the Giants taking on the Pies at Spotless Stadium with Kennedy, Devon Smith back in after that knee injury. Tomlinson and Jack Steele all come in, with Griffin and Buntine missing with a hamstring, Wilson out with a groin, and Kennedy omitted.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what sort of role Devon Smith plays with Toby Green and Stevie J doing so well in the forward line.
Does he play half forward wing?
Well, I don't know. That's what I think is going to be interesting. I mean, are they going to shove him in a pocket? Are they going to, play bits of wing.
Does he play that Ryan Griffin back one mid sort of role?
Well, Who knows? I'll be keeping my eyes on this game to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And for the Pies, you've got in Jesse White, McCaffer, Fasolo, Taylor Adams back after that was a hamstring injury, and Marsh in with Goldsack, Greenwood, Williams, Phillips, and Cox all omitted or managed.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to see Marley Williams dropped. He was just freaking horrific last week. It'd be interesting. There should be a bit of feeling in this game. I don't know. Maybe they don't care about Treloar. I don't know. First game against the old team, though.
Yeah, it'd be a bit of push and shove, you would think. I think Caniglio go straight to him and get a bit of a lip into his ear and put him off his game, you would think.
Yeah.
But, Fasolo and Adams, interesting ones for me. I don't think Fasolo's going to kick too many goals, depending where he plays. And Adams, you would think, manage game time.
No, well, that's the thing is, oppositions just haven't been scoring well against GWS in fantasy all year, so...
Especially at the fortress that is Spotless Stadium.
Yeah, it's hard to like any of the Pies this week, but that's how it is.
That's it. And for the Q clash up there at Metricon Stadium. You've got an improved Gold Coast Suns taking on the Brisbane Lions with Garlett in for the Suns and Rosa out with that hamstring. In for the Lions, you've got Zorko and Ruan William for his first game, and Walker and Keyes omitted.
Yeah, it's you know, it's been a horror year for, well, both these teams really with the injuries. Matt Rosa, wow, what a shock!
Never played more than 22 games ever.
Injured again. I'd be interested to see Garlett.
Haven't seen enough of him, but with that name Garlett, you think just, you know, excitement machine, don't you?
Well, he was a high draft pick as well, so
interesting. And to the Saturday night game at Etihad Stadium, you've got the Bulldogs taking on Richmond with Kobe Stevens and Fletcher Roberts coming in, and out goes Will Minson, who was omitted, and Marcus Adams out for a couple of weeks with that foot injury.
Stevens been missing some time. Good to see him back in. We think he's best 22, certainly.
Bit of a guts. And it's good to see Clay Smith actually retain his spot too.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
And for Richmond, you got Sean Hampson in, McBean, Markov, Castagna, and Rioli all come in for Marek Grigg, who is out with a knee. Vickery, Lambert, and Broad all omitted with Markov playing his first game.
Yeah, that's there's a fair bit of height coming into that team. But, you know, Delidio was pumping for Castagna? I don't even know how
Costanza.
To say it.
Let's call him Castanza.
Can't stands ya. yeah, so apparently he's a ball magnet. I'll keep an eye on it, but...
I get the feeling
this isn't going to be a pretty game.
No, as Richmond's gone tall, but that's not going to worry the Bulldogs defence too much.
No.
And the other game on Saturday night, you've got the Demons. Oh, this is up in Darwin. I thought this was in Melbourne.
Nah, Darwin, where the D's have been selling games and, you know, losing them.
Yeah, that's true. Up against the Dockers, where you got Grimey getting his first game, getting a run finally. And White come in with Dawes and Bug omitted. And for the Dockers, you got Griffin, Ibbotson, and Langdon in with Hannah, Clark, and Barlow out with a broken finger.
So yeah.
For Jonathan Griffin, soul rucking.
Yeah, that's good for fantasy owners, I guess. But it's so against Max Gold, so probably roll the C out on Big Maximus.
Yep.
Grimey, I guess in a pinch you could use Grimey, but I mean, I'm not. I mean, defend half backs are scoring pretty well against Fremantle, but like the look of Jaden Hunt back there for Melbourne, Jono.
Yeah, big time. Should be in plenty of pools.
Yeah, so he's an interesting one for me.
And for the first Sunday game, we've got the Blues taking on the Crows with Armfield, Tutt, Buckley and Graham all named on the extended with Kiaran Byrne out with a knee. In on the extended interchange, you've got Henderson, Seisman, Kelly and Millera, and out goes Brown with a groin injury.
Yeah, Luke Brown, bit of an unsung hero in defence. He hasn't been spectacular. Hasn't been spectacular, but he's... hasn't missed it until now and scored reasonable points.
Yeah, you'd call it solid.
So he's been okay D5, if that's what we want. So
yeah, and Henderson and Seisman have put together a couple of good games. But
did you see the news, though, Jono? Your boy's finally ready to play some Sandful.
Come on, Kirtley. Come on for those final smoke cookie.
I couldn't believe it. I just about lost my lunch when I saw he wasn't 2 weeks.
Come on, Adelaide defenders going down.
Jesus.
Luke
Brown's down.
That's one. Just need a couple more. No. But on the middle game, we've got the Eagles taking on the Kangaroos with Hill, Redden, and Duggan named on the extended. And for the Roos, you've got Majak, Anderson, and Clark also. At Raf Clark? named on the extended with Clark being new.
Yeah, again, Sunday teams, extended benches. Don't really have too much interest in this. I mean, good to see Jed Anderson finally back.
Yep.
That's about it.
Lost that love for your boy Redden there?
There's no love for Redden. There was never any love for Redden. I think he was a total bust. If you drafted him, you're probably disenfranchised with draft.
Yep, pretty much. And for the last game of the round, you got the Bombers taking the Saints, where I can smell upset in this one, even though the Saints do play Etihad pretty well. For the Bombers, you've got Polkinghorne, McKernan, Michael, Ambrose, Laverde, Langford, Francis, and McKenna all named on the extended inter, with Jamar, Stokes, Leuenberger, Zaharakis, and Ashby all omitted. And for the Saints, you've got Dempster, Wright, Pierce, Templeton, and McKenzie, with Lee and McCartan out with a concussion.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jono. I can feel an upset, but I just, you know, look at those outs. Like, Zaharakis, Leuenberger, and Jamar have been serviceable. Stokes, I mean, and you know, Sean Dempster is such an underrated player for St Kilda. I think he's
been solid down there in defence for a long time.
Yeah, so I think that settles him down a little bit. But this could be a shootout, man.
It could be. Interested to see how this Francis kid goes as well, but playing his first game.
Yeah, huge raps. So very interested there.
But I think that's about it in the level of interest for me in this game.
There's not a high level of interest, but yeah, Zaharakis going out. Kind of gives me some interest in Gleeson and Fantasia. Hopefully they get prime midfield minutes.
You would think so off that.
Yeah.
Or Cooney, but I doubt it.
I don't even want to touch... You know what? Jesus.
got to throw that Bulldog.
Yeah, you do.
Reference you in do. There, don't I?
You do.
Moving on now, we're going to head over to the Captain's Lounge, where we're going to give you our take on the not so, what's the word, obvious captain of the week. I'm going to start it off, if we can get it out in time. You're going to fall off your chair on this one, Stevie boy.
Oh, you got to see my risky captain. You'll just go, you spit your beer.
Mate, I could even use this. I'm going to start off as a risky captain because it's too good to ignore. It's Travis Boak, my friend. Averages 105 in Supercoach 100 Dream Team, but check this out. In his last five, he's averaged 129 in Supercoach and 115 in Dream Team against the Hawks.
Yeah, I got Travis Boak in both leagues, and there is zero chance I'm putting it on Travis Boak.
It's that is Captain Risky, my friend.
That is seriously Captain Risky. Oh, my God.
But his numbers do stack up if you look at it.
Well, the numbers stack up, and he was great last week.
But, you know, it's Hawthorn, so they do leak points to the mids.
Yeah, I feel like I got a bit of a safer captain here, Jono. Just as usual, you do the home teams for the listeners. I do the away teams. So I've left out Pendles, Rocky, and Goldie, just the obvious ones. But my first one is Lachie Neal against Melbourne.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Okay.
Especially with Bug going out.
How's these for career numbers? 122 Dream Team and 125 Supercoach.
Oh, good Lord. How many times have they played?
I think he's played... It's either four or five. I can't... Okay. I didn't write that down. But his lowest Dream Team is 117. Lowest Supercoach, 113. Holy Jesus.
That's laughable. That is laughable. My next captain... He is the captain of the Geelong Footy Club. It's Joel Selwood. He averages 104 Supercoach, 98 Dream Team. But his last five, he's gone 125 Supercoach, 108 in Dream Team. So pretty solid numbers there for Joel Selwood.
Yeah, not bad at all. My next captain is had a couple of down games in a row, but I think he bounces back against the Bombers. That's Jack Stephen.
Yeah. He was my captain in our the Listener League last week and failed spectacularly.
Like so many things you've done in the Listener League.
Oh, yeah.
But the last three games against Essendon, averaging 134 Dream Team, 125 Supercoach, had a massive game against them earlier in the year. I expect him to bounce back.
Yeah, you would think so, especially with no taggers in the team.
Yeah, and just, you know, no Hazarakis. I think Hickey should jump all over McKernan. I mean, it's set up pretty nicely.
Well, yeah. My next guy is the captain of the West Coast Eagles. You had some pretty impressive numbers there with Lachie Neale. Check out these stats. Overall, Prittis averages 127 in Supercoach.
Did you say captain?
He's the captain of West Coast, isn't he?
No, Hearn is.
Oh, okay. I always thought Prittis is. Oh, Hearn. He was captain, wasn't he?
I don't think so.
Okay, I always thought he was captain. But he's my captain anyway.
He's the best player, we'll say that.
Okay. But Matthew Prittis, 127 average in Supercoach, 114 Dream Team, where he's gone 121 Supercoach his last five and 109 Dream Team. That includes scores of 188 and 170 in Supercoach and 166 and 141 in Dream Team.
My goodness.
Yeah, so load up if you've got Prittis, people.
My next guy is actually the captain of his team. That's Trent Cotchin.
Love the Cotch.
Love the Cotch. And he likes playing the Bulldogs. Last four games, averaging 106 Dream Team, 116 Supercoach. That includes a bit of a down game with a 78-86. So there's some pretty good numbers there. 2012, I know it's a few years ago, he scored 152 Dream Team, 175 Supercoach. But Bulldogs, we know this about them, Jono. They ain't running any taggers. And classy mids like Cotchin can rack up a number.
Yeah, and you'd think Dusty would get in the action too.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I just think Trent Cotchin's I really like his year he's had. So I'm sort of all about it. And he's the captain. He'll lead the way. I hope.
Yeah, even though they're going to get smashed. My next captain rolled him out last week, so I'm going to back it up again this week. Cade Simpson against the Crows. Only averages 90 and 87 in Supercoach and Dream Team respectively, but his last five, it's 112 average in Supercoach and an even 100 in Dream Team.
Yeah, he's having a fantastic year, isn't he, Jono?
Well, that him and Doherty in that back line having a really good year.
Yeah, absolutely. My next guy, voted bust of the year by the Twitter polls we put out for and thanks to everyone who voted, of course, Steph Martin. And that's not even the risky one.
Who to put him out there?
That's not even the risky one, but... prior to the knockout match he had against... This is the revenge game, John, as well. So revenge swag.
Revenge swag.
If that's the thing. Prior to that, his three matches against Gold Coast, every score was over 112 in both forms. So he's obviously in good touch. I expect... You know, he's had the buys. He was getting into good touch. He's had the buy. Kind of feeling that hopefully he's over his concussion symptoms. And, you know, he also doesn't have to... Wait, is Trent Rest back in? Did I see that?
No, Trent. I didn't see Trent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so there's, you know, he's on his own.
Well, just before they had the bye, he put together a couple of good games. You'd think he's over those symptoms.
I don't think people dropped him or whatever. They might have traded him, but if you've hung on to him, he was still your first pick. Maybe he is your best option now.
Yeah, that's right. And, well, you look at Gaff, he put together a pretty good game last week. Whether that's an aberration, we don't know.
Yeah, the Dream Team scores. The scores haven't been bad. They just haven't been Gaff-like, I guess, all the time. So
yeah.
Hopefully the week off does the guys good. Sorry, Jono.
No, you're right. I've got a couple more. Matthew Boyd against Richmond. Loves to play him. Averages 99 and 90. 91 respectively, but his last five, just rolled out the lazy 119 average in both formats.
Wow. Oh, he's having a stellar year.
Yeah, people thought his scores would drop with Johannesson coming back in, but...
Well, that's one game.
Sorry?
That's one game.
It's one game, and that was including Bob Murphy as well, so yeah, that could have affected, but I think JJ coming back is not going to affect him at all, because he's such a good user of the ball.
Comedy.
That was true.
No, he's not.
Boyd.
He's a horrific kick.
He does the Trent Cotchin 20-metre kick, so they're nice and effective.
How bad a kick is Andrew Gaff? I don't know how he got 77% effective in that last match he played. I was just watching these balls go. It was like, who was that guy who bowled that ball? Was it Trevor Chappell?
Oh, the underarm.
Yeah, that's how they went. Anyway, so I was looking at it and I was really thought, Adelaide playing Carlton, Rory Sloane will be an option. Really bad history against Carlton.
Is that because of the old tag that Mick Malthouse liked to throw out?
Did like to throw a tag out. So here's my last choice, always the risky one. Isaac Smith, Jono.
That's not even risky. That's just
insane, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Captain Insano. Show no fear.
All right, Isaac Smith. These are his career averages: 88 and 82 in both forms. Against Port Adelaide, however, 109 Dream Team, 115 Super Coach.
Just get some peptides for the one team each year or something, or what?
It's like 20 points higher than any other team. And last year knocked out a 151 Dream Team, 147 Supercoach game. Like, everything's a ton for Isaac Smith against Port Adelaide.
Well, I don't think you'd find that in any other stat around, you would think.
It's like they're...
kryptonite.
Reverse kryptonite.
Reverse kryptonite, yeah. It's like a red kryptonite or something.
It was... But anyway, the numbers... I'm not... how can you captain Isaac Smith? Jesus Christ, the numbers... are there.
You would be...
And over a number of years.
Yeah, absolutely. My last guy, it's Callan Ward. His average hasn't been great over the years, being just starting off with the Bulldogs and moving to a deplorable GWS, but his last two games against the Pies, he's gone 139, 108 in Dream Team, and 132 and 108 Supercoach. So not too bad there.
Nah, he's a star.
Yeah, so should get plenty of it, especially against Collingwood.
Oh, God.
But if we're going to move on now to our late week pickups, if you're looking for someone to fill that fifth spot in either your forward or defenders or your midfield, these are the guys we're looking at. And I'm going to start off with 2 metre Pete against Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, I had him written down, believe it or not, as well.
Well, there you go. Played pretty well against the Saints last week, just finding some good form and using that big body of his to crash packs and kick a few snags.
Yeah, and we know key forwards against the Lions, Jono.
Mm-hmm.
It's a recipe for success.
Him and Lynch could probably kick 10 each.
Oh, Tom Lynch, man. He was always going to suck last week, Tom Lynch, because I was reading the... Who was it? Oh, Purple. Purple put out the article that Lynch was going to kick 10 goals or 12 goals or something, and it's just like, the Moz is on.
Put the Moz on straight away.
Yeah. My first pickup starts in defence, Jono, and... what's his name?
Mays?
No, it's Billy Stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Stretch, we know defenders against Fremantle, has been named in the forward line, but him and Hunt have been sort of doing pretty well off half back, although Hunt's listed as a forward, much like Hayden Crozier, he's getting a bit of the pill off the back line, so I think either of those guys are pretty handy pickups. I probably like them both a bit more than Grimes, just because, like, Jaden Hunt's, once he came into the team in like round 4 or 5, he hasn't left. And yep. Billy Stretch has been pretty good as well. So I think this is a good matchup for them to score okay in.
My next guy, he's a ruck forward. It's Rory Lobb playing against the Pies this week. You would think with Reed and that taking Patton and Cameron, he'd get a third or fourth defender, could bowl, kick two or three goals, and he's pretty serviceable in the ruck too.
Yeah, I look forward to Ben Reed manning all five of the Giants forwards, such as their game planning.
Well, he's a ghost, so we can just, you know, make a few of him.
He's not the ghost, he's the goat.
He's the goat now.
Yeah. My next guy is still available in a lot of leagues for some unknown reason. Rory Atkins against the Blues.
Should ham it up big time.
Yeah, I think if the Blues do decide to tag, say, your Sloan, I think the other guys like your Matt Crouch, Brad Crouch, and these lower in mids like Atkins are going to get in on the party.
Yeah. But Carlton don't do the heavy tag anymore. It's more just a loose checking role. Like, same with GWS. Caniglia is the tagger, inverted commas, but he's still getting his 30 possessions and scoring quite well.
No, you're right. You're right. But the player they go to, they're doing, like, you know, Kurnow's doing a great job. When he goes to someone, he gets the pill, but just really shuts them down as well.
Yeah, that's right. My next guy, Tim Membry, against that Essendon defence, where you could pick any key forward against from the Saints, really. But Membry seems to be, for me, the one getting the points. Only in 67% of the league, so definitely they're in the shallower leagues.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to stick in that same game, Jono, and go up the other end to the Ugly Mo.
Who was that, sorry?
The Ugly Mo, Joe D.
Oh, Joey D.
Man, he's going to be way too tall for the Saints defenders.
He took like 17 marks in their last game or something, wasn't it?
The guy's a... he's such a talented player, but he just can't kick straight.
Sounds like someone at full forward at Collingwood.
Sounds like about 15 blokes in the league, to be honest.
That's true.
Why does Travis Cloak get all the hate? There's so many of these guys.
he's the biggest name.
But I think this game's going to be open, really up and down. I think Joe Danaher can certainly get on the end of a few of them.
Yeah, and if not, he's put him or Rue down for most marks for the game.
Oh, how could you pick?
Yeah, Hedge. I've got a mid-forward for North Melbourne. He hasn't been named in weight, but Mason Wood, since weight's gone down, he's really stepped up and just like what he's been dishing out.
Looks a handy player, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's at high half-forward, good on the ground, good in the air, can kick a goal. I know there's a couple of clubs actually chasing him at the end of the year as well.
Yeah, interesting. I got James Harms from Melbourne, Jono. I like the way he goes about it.
Again, yeah, we spoke about him a few times here on the Draft Doctors, haven't we?
Yeah, we see the recurring theme with a lot of these guys in our late pickups. The sort of guys you can plug and play in matchups, but you don't really want to own them all the time. But I think this is a good matchup. I don't think, you know, Fremantle's injury list is longer than Milton Berle's old fella. So I think Harms is certainly capable of getting on the end of a few. It'll either be him or Kent or Vandenberg. Someone's going to kick like four. All right, I'll give it to Harms because, I don't know, I just like him. He's a bit tough.
Do you like, don't like the Shirker and Jeffy Garlett?
Hey? Garlett.
You've seen him twice now, he shirked the contest.
Well, who can blame him with all the talk about concussions?
Yeah, that's true. My next bloke, I've got Lin Jong for the Bulldogs. So looks like he solidified a spot in the team, or they're just bumping up his currency so they can get more for him at the end of the year. Who knows? But we both like him here on the Draft Doctors, and he's only in 45% of teams.
Yeah, we do. My last guy, Reece Matheson from Brisbane Lions.
The beast.
Really like the way he came back. He's a tackling machine. Brisbane are just cut to shreds with injuries. They should give this guy all the midfield time in the world, and I think they will. So
named on the ball.
Named in the guts. I love it. I mean, it's not like... I think he's a really good option, especially in Dream Team, where he's going to score plenty of plus fours.
Yep. Was that it for you?
Yeah, that's it. And also, if Connor Blakely's available in your league, I really believe they're going to have to start giving him more game time. I wrote about him in the A Dozen Deals column this week, along with a number of guys. So, just if he's there. Probably shouldn't be, but might be.
I've got a few more here. Clay Smith for the Bulldogs played his first game last week. Did pretty well, only in 24% of teams. Any Port midfielder, as we know, Hawthorn do allow opposition mids plenty of the ball. Ruggles for Geelong, you think against the Swans they'd be fired up. The ball can be coming in a fair bit. Sam Mays for the Brisbane Lions has been doing pretty well the last few weeks. And Jordan Ruffhead going to be sole ruck this week against Richmond, who goes all right.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly.
Especially if you're looking for that fifth defender as well, he'd just slot him in there as your fifth defender.
Yeah.
That is it for me, Steve.
Yeah, that's all I got, man.
Do you want to do a late week Strample?
Yeah, I do, actually. I got someone in the crosshairs, Jono.
Oh, who have you got?
I got the Olympics.
The Olympics? Wow.
I hate the Olympics, Jono. Every 4 years, and really Commonwealth Games as well, every so often these stupid bloody events come along and pollute my goddamn TV with their absolute garbage. No one wants to see swimming, but running. I'll give a little shout out to like the archery. I kind of like that. But it's like the Ministry of Silly Walks. They just went, here's a bunch of stupid sports. And, forget about your normal programming, guys. Here's the semi-final of the shot putter. And we got an Australian girl who might come eighth. Fantastic.
That's why I love the Olympics. I now, especially now that we've got all these 700 channels, I can finally get to watch some handball action. Oh. I normally stay up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to watch it, but now, with the 8 channels, I should be able to find it in prime time.
We need Channel 8, the Ocho.
The Ocho, that's what we need. Channel 7, the Ocho.
What, if we said dedicate, here's $100,000, Jono, dedicate the next year to training as an Olympic sport, what sport do you think you could actually...
Handball.
Because
you can punch people, you can elbow, and there's no repercussions. And they don't run. Like the field's half a basketball court. I can run that.
For a little while.
Oh, they've got subs. Maybe 5 minutes, grab a beer, come on, punch on the head, score a goal. I'm sure the handball's not regulated in the Olympics, is it?
I've got no idea, man. I'm not
Eastern European and Scandinavian teams.
I'm not the doyen of handball like you, apparently.
I love my handball, especially that Austrian league. Woo!
You got your hands on your balls, I think that's what's going on there.
But I'm going to go the easy one for the Shrimple, and that's bloody politicians. How uninspiring are they that they can't even get people to vote for them to win? And how long has this election been going this week? Already a week. I mean, you don't have a winner.
I don't even care.
No, I don't care. I don't even know who I voted for, to be honest. I think I ticked the Pirate Party.
There's a Pirate Party?
There was a Pirate Party. I'm like, yeah, you sound pretty good. You get a tick.
What are their policies?
Raiding the high seas? I don't know.
Boom.
I would like the Sausage Sizzle Party. Just free sausages for everyone.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I was furious, Jono. Furious. And this is... everyone was tagging this election sausage or whatever the hell it was. I went down to my to vote.
Yep.
And where the hell do I vote? The primary school, just around the corner. Got there. Sausages weren't even cooked. They weren't ready.
Well, I can one-up you because I went down first thing, 8 o'clock in the morning, because I had to go out for the rest of the day. Not even a sausage... sizzle barbecue in sight. 8 o'clock in the morning. That's exactly what I want at 8 o'clock in the morning. Is a sausage. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, I got there at 9, and they were just putting them on. I was like, what? Mate, this is the problem. The government can't even run a sausage sizzle. Bunnings have got it.
Yeah.
Bunnings are on their game.
First thing in the morning, bang, there it is. Pay your $2, get your snag, away you go.
Yeah. It's just.
Just gives you the you know what.
Really soured the voting experience.
Oh, man. Well, I wish they could do it online. Then I'd never have to leave the house and stand in that line. And ugh.
I should strample myself because I was, you know, Jono, what's my favorite movie?
Predator?
No, Shooter.
One or the other.
Love Shooter. Watched it countless. And I've been thinking about Baby Fizz, how she's going to be the UFC champion. And now I'm thinking she should go into action movies after, you know, she's, you know, like Ronda Rousey style. Ronda Rousey style.
Yeah.
You punch some chicks up and go to an action movie, right? And I was like,
a remake of the remake of Roadhouse.
Well, that's a good point. that's another day. But I was like, what better action movie than Shooter? You know, by the time she's 20...
Female leading Shooter.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, by the time she's 20 or whatever the hell she has to be to win the UFC, you know, Mark Wahlberg would be like 65 and, you know,
and
he could be a mentor.
The role of Danny Glover.
Well, anyway, I was like, she could be his mentor, Danny Glover. Do you reckon Danny Glover will still be alive in 20 years?
No.
No. Oh.
He's not looking too good now.
Poor Danny Glover.
Love Danny Glover.
Anyway, actually, he's in the Predator franchise as well. So a bit of crossover, yes, there. He's in number two.
Yes, he is.
But anyway, I was thinking, you know, I should write Shooter 2 because, you know, I've written screenplays and stuff, Jono. And I was like, I'll write Shooter 2. It'd be awesome. But I got home and I looked up Shooter and the Shooter was actually from a book and there's like five sequels. I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
Where are these movies?
Yeah, that's the next question.
We had to find. Universal made the first one because I've been to the set and the house where they filmed Shooter. We got to start a petition.
How can they not make? Actually, and Shooter was set in the '70s in the book.
Well, that would have been awesome.
So, anyway, I was like, well, what you made one, and there's like four more ready to go in this day and age where franchises are built, Jono.
Shooter franchise, could you imagine that?
I mean, they made a Marine 2 for crying out loud.
And 3 and 4.
Jesus, god damn it.
And I think there's possibly even a fifth coming out.
But how good Shooter?
Shooter is all over the Marine.
Shattering.
I want to go watch Shooter now.
Oh, how can you not?
Forget football, I'm going to watch Shooter.
That's it.
Mind you, I was flicking through Netflix the other night. I'm like, what did I watch? Ooh, Shooter.
Like, I've got it on the hard drive.
I only watched it last week. I'm like, I can watch that again.
You can watch it. It's like Talladega Nights. You can watch it over and over.
So, stop. Go back to the start. Play. Let's go.
Yep.
All right, everyone. That wraps up the show for this week. If you'd like to follow us on social media and talk all things Shooter, head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Good luck in your league this week, and we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah. Interesting. I was actually looking up Shooter to put it in a GIF in our chat on Facebook, but I typed in Shooter and up came Shooter McGavin about 100 times. Sorry.
Mark Wahlberg?
No, it was Christopher McDonald.
No, look, did you put in Mark Wahlberg?
No, I just put in Shooter.
Oh, okay.
Shooter McGavin just kept coming up.
Yeah, I could buy that.
Yeah. Anyway, see you next time, guys.
See you, guys.